Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere and the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align the purpose, everything will feel gorgeous.
The imprint of what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Stepping Into Your Light. I'm so happy that you could join me, whether you're live or on the replay. Know that the energy is live because it's recorded live, and the more people that listen, the bigger the energy expands. I love that. It's such a cool concept, but it really works. It's really, really true. Oh, my goodness. I love that song. The more I hear it, the more I want to sing it, and sometimes you may hear me singing along with it in the background because I often do, because I just love it so much. I am, really lucky to have fantastic individual and songwriters and so forth and artists who allow me to use their music. So I'm grateful for that. And what are you grateful for today? It doesn't have to be something huge. It can be the smallest little thing. You could be grateful for being gifted a pretty flower from a child, or grateful for someone opening the door for you if you were holding a package. I'm grateful for so many things. I have so many blessings in my life. You know, though, if for those of you who know me and or who have heard my radio show before, I've had some pretty crazy things happen in my life, big things, you know, and I can even look at those big things that happened that many people would think, oh my God, how can anybody be grateful for that horrible thing happening to them? But I can look at those things and be grateful for them because they have allowed me to become the person who I am now. And had those things not happened, then maybe I wouldn't be here on the radio today. I don't know. They inspired me, and you inspire me. I have so many wonderful people in my life who I'm grateful for and who inspire me. And I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. So nice to see you all. And the chat is in a separate window from my studio again. So if I may not get back and forth to the chat as quickly as I normally do. I don't know why for the last month or so Blog Talk has had some issues with launching the chat room. Normally my screen, I have a studio screen on the computer, and normally I can pull up my chat room within my studio screen. So I can look both at my studio and the callers, and I can also follow the chat. But unfortunately, there's some problem going on with Blog Talk the last several weeks where I have to look at them on two different screens. So I don't always get back and forth. Sometimes, you know, I just get so busy in the show that I say, oh my goodness, I have to jump over to the chat and say hi to everybody. So I'm saying hi to all you guys out there. And before I forget what I'm doing, because you guys know I always get carried away with time, I just want to let you know where you can find me when I am off the air. And my website is just my name, Cynthia Fontaine. So it's cynthiafontaine.com. I like to keep it simple for you guys. You can find me on Facebook as the Rhode Island Medium, Master Healer and Teacher. I shortened that a bit so it's easier to find me. And it seems like it's working because I have a whole bunch of new people who have liked my page. So I want like to give a shout out to some of the new people who have liked my page recently, and that would be Liz, Sanjeev, I think I got Sanjeev last week, Pat, Jennifer, Praja, Cheryl, Mary Ann, let's see, who else? I think that's about it, but I have a whole bunch of new page likes, so thank you all for the new people who have liked my page, and thank you for everyone who's liked my page in the past and still likes my page. I love to see you guys on there. Now, my private Facebook page is Cynthia Fontaine / intuitive. Now, I will tell you, nothing happens on my private page, so go to my public page, like my public page, and that's where I do 99% of my posting. So check that out. Follow me on Twitter, not Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Pinterest. Where else am I? Oh, my goodness, I'm everywhere. I am on Google. YouTube, so find my YouTube channel and like my YouTube channel, and anyway, go to my website and you'll find all the little icons there to where I'm at on social media. That's the easiest thing. So tonight we're talking about friendship, and oh my gosh, what a fabulous week I have had for friendship. sometimes I go sort of into seclusion, you know, where I don't see people for days and days at a time, or, you know, I'm off the grid. And, you know, oftentimes it's because I'm working on a project, or I'm busy with Alchemy of the Earth, which is my line of all natural bath and body products. And you can find my website. You can go directly to alchemyoftheearth.com, or you can go to my Cynthia Fontaine website and find it there. That is also on Facebook as well. So sometimes I'm busy with that. Sometimes I'm, you know, researching new products or new ingredients and things like that. And so sometimes I go off the grid. So anyway, and we all do that. But, you know, this year is really important to come out of your seclusion and to get into society, to get into community, to find your tribe. You know, we have soul groups that we travel with from lifetime to lifetime, and it's now time to find those soul people, those soul groups who inspire you, who can be with you through all sorts of things in your life. And just like spirit guides, sometimes friends come and go. We all have guides. We come in with a couple of main guides who stay with us for our lifetime. And some people, you know, like to call them guardian angels. Some people call them guides. They can be either sometimes, although a guide is someone who has lived a life in physical lifetime, and an angel is someone who has never incarnated into a physical lifetime. But, you know, they can help us in many, many ways, both types. And so just like guides, where we have certain guides that come into our lives at different times for different events or different reasons, they have different jobs that they're going to help do or different things they're going to help us with. Friends sometimes come into our lives at different times and different reasons. Sometimes, you know, they're here for a day or a season, and sometimes they're here for the lifetime. To have a friend who lasts for a lifetime is such a beautiful blessing. And friendships, like any relationship, take work. It takes time to build a strong, lasting friendship. It takes patience. It takes courage. It takes forgiveness. Sometimes it takes forgiveness. You know, we're humans. We make mistakes, even in our friendships, just like we do in our relationships and in our own personal lives. There are things that we view as mistakes. I don't think there's anything that's a mistake. I think that everything is an experience. I prefer that word, because then you are in your own, you're in your power. A mistake is powerless, and it takes away what you can glean or what you can benefit from the experience. So we're going to take mistakes out of our vocabulary. So all of my blog talk wonderful people, that's a new rule. We are erasing mistake out of our dictionaries. Now we are going to replace it with experience. Or experiences. I like that. What a cool idea. So I have some friends, I think, who are listening tonight, who are first-time listeners, and who I was blessed to spend some fantastic time with this week. I have a friend who I grew up with. She lived across the street from my aunt and uncle, and she's just having her 60th birthday. So I want to give a big shout out to my friend Elle and her partner Hel. I love you both. And this is what I mean about friendship. You know, Elle, after she graduated and all that, and she went off to college and went off and did her thing, sort of thing. And then she came back as an adult later on. Her mother still lived in the same house across from my aunt and uncle. And at that point, I was delivering her mother's mail. I delivered her mother's mail for many, many years. Those of you who know me know that I
delivered mail for 26 years and worked for the Postal Service and retired in 2012. And I delivered mother's mail for a long time. And I always checked in and looked in on her, as I did with many of my elderly customers. So Ellen and I were able to get reacquainted in our adult years. And it's been a marvelous, marvelous relationship, I have to say. One that's been supportive and just enduring through times that have been really challenging for both of us. And really just an amazing, remarkable relationship that I'm so grateful for. And I have so many friendships like that in my life. And this week especially, I've been able to spend time with friends this week that was unexpected and unplanned and marvelous, wonderful. And I have friends of all ages. I have friends who go from 12 years old to, 90 years old. It's fantastic. And my friend Lily, I'm going to give a shout out to her, who just did an amazing project and fundraiser. And this was for the fundraiser for the American Heart Association. And she did shot basketball hoops. And she was the largest, she was able to raise the most amount of money in her school for this event. So I want to say great job to you, Lily. And she also just was one of the top presenters in a project at her school where she created she researched different fabrics to create a shirt that you could wear for patients who have pacemakers or IVCs, which is a pacemaker and defibrillator of gadget, it's not the right word that I'm looking for, but unit that is implanted, connected directly to their heart. And so this is for people, heart patients. And this shirt protects them from microwave radiation and microwave waves and also EMF, electromagnetical frequency waves, which can really mess people up who have pacemakers or who have IVC units. This girl is 12 years old, and the work that she did was absolutely just amazing. It was remarkable. She researched all different types of fabric and was able to connect with a company who made the fabric specially for her project. And then I was blessed to be able to be part of that, where I was the seamstress and got to sew the shirt for her project. So I'm so proud of her. It was just really, really amazing. And I'm grateful to have her in my life. And I'm being redundant with amazing and grateful tonight. I don't know why, because I guess I'm so happy. And I'm so, blessed with all these great people in my life. So friendship. Oh, my goodness. And what do they mean? Many of us, especially women, for example, when we are in a partnership, a romantic or intimate partnership, very often we sort of expect our romantic partner to be everything for us. Our therapist, our, sounding board. We tend to take things out on our partners. And when your partner is a male, keep this in mind, girls, men's brains are wired differently. And when we look back in cultures and throughout history, the women had women in their other village or their tribe who they spent the majority of their day with. And so they had these great friendships within their community, within their tribe, where they got to talk about all the things that we now talk to our men about. And men just aren't wired for this stuff. They're not wired for the emotional things that, the way that we think as women, because our wiring scientifically is different. Our process goes from thought to emotion and then to action, where men go from thought to action and then emotion. So when you go to your guy at night, he comes home, he's tired, he's worked all day, and not saying that, you know, we don't work and we're tired when we come home too, and even if you work inside the house, there's so many things to do inside the house. Of course, you've had a busy day, just like anybody who's worked outside of the house. So, but, you know, so we get together, we regroup at whatever the end of your day is, and women, we just want to talk. We want to talk and talk and talk to our partner. And if your partner's a man, then the guy just needs to go in his cave. He needs 10 or 15 minutes. He needs to put his feet up. He needs to read the newspaper. He needs to go in his wood shop, whatever it is. He needs to come out from being in society, doing what he does all day, and regroup his thinking. So if your partner, your spouse or your partner, whatever, whoever you live with, or if it's even if you don't live with them but you see them regularly, remember that, girls. Keep that in mind. If you don't have girlfriends that you can talk to, I encourage you to get girlfriends who you can talk to. Girlfriends that you can trust, really trust. You know, I have a lot of friends, but I only have a few friends in my very small confidential circle who I trust with my life. You only need a few really, really good friends who you can really trust. So choose carefully. And share those things with your friends. And some things you can share with some friends, and, you know, other things you want to just share with your closest friends. And for the things that you want to share with your partner, make them count, you know. And if you just need to talk, just tell them. Put a disclaimer in at the beginning of the conversation and say, I don't need you to solve any problems. I just need you to listen to me, because now the guy that registers, and now, oh, okay, just needs me to listen. I'm off the hook. I don't have to fix anything. I don't have to solve any problem. Oh, takes the pressure off, makes it easier. So then he can just listen and whatever. So I don't know if I said hi to you guys in the chat room. I think I did. Yeah. Hey. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about astrologically what is going on. And this is really a little bit of a bigger picture. I try to give you guys an idea of what to look out for during the week. But we have a grand cross going on astrologically, and this is going to really be affecting us now all the way up until the first or second week of May. So keep this in mind, say, for the next 6 to 7 weeks. Because this energy is going to carry through for quite a long time here. The thing is, we have the velocity is speeding up, and we're really getting ready to break into a warp speed. So hold on to your hat, put on your seatbelt, put on your helmet, and get ready to take off. Because you're going to find that the adrenaline is going to be flowing, because the way the planets are lining up and are going to be lined up again for the next 6, 5, 6, 7 weeks, you're going to be feeling like, okay, full speed ahead. So this is a really good time to get things done. Remember, the energy now and the velocity is encouraging change. So the best way to use this high speed is to look at things that maybe you want to think about changing, whether it's moving, changing job or house, or maybe even some relationships. Free up as much time as you can in the next 6 or 7 weeks, because you're going to be having a lot be asked of you. Limit yourself as far as doing overindulging in things, and that can be everything from drinking to eating to working too many hours, that sort of thing. So don't wait for society to let you know you're doing too much, because that will really shake up your life. You know, be conscious of what you're doing. And make sure you're not doing too much of things, because this energy can even create addictions in a short amount of time. So be careful about that. Don't overextend yourself now and really set some good boundaries during this time. And remember, it's okay to say no. And no is a complete sentence. No explanation needed. If you feel that someone asks something of you and you choose not to do it or, you're not available, just say no. And no explanation needed. So very often, especially as women, we feel like we have to explain things away, why you can't do something. So don't feel that way. Just feel like, you can do that. So astrologically, if you know your astrological birth chart, this can be really helpful. And if you don't know your astrological birth chart, I encourage you to, figure it out, to get one. You can go on astro.com and you can get a free birth chart and then study it and learn where your planets are and what houses they're in. The chart has 12 houses, just like we have 12 months or 12 astrological signs for the year. And each house of the 12 houses of the astrological chart represents a different thing in your life. I have 4 planets in Virgo in my 8th house, which is, I'm pretty sure it's my 8th house, which is all about family and things like that. So find out what is in your chart, where your planets are and so forth, where they fall. So things to look for now. Look and find out where chart, because wherever Pluto is, that area of focus is the area where you need to do some releasing and letting go, because Pluto is all about obsessiveness and compulsion and holding on to things, and you don't want to let go of it. But if you hold on to those things now, then they're going to be ripped out from under you. So find out, locate where Pluto is in your birth chart, whether, it's in Virgo or whatever. I don't have my chart in front of me, although I did a minute ago, but I took it off my board. Let me just pull it back up here because I really want to, get into this a little bit for you guys. So look for Pluto. Now, where Aries is in your chart, or Uranus, this area is working to help you move forward in your life. And wherever this falls in your chart is areas where you now can gain things in your life. So check that out. See where Aries falls in your chart. Now, wherever Mars is is about being in relationships, and there's going to be a lot of pulling back and forth during this grand cross for the next 5 to 7 weeks. There's going to be a lot of give and take. There's going to be a lot of going back and forth. So look for where Mars is in your chart and know that in that area, there's going to be give and take and going back and forth. So you can sort of, get an idea about what the different things are in your chart by just looking up, look up Aries, look up Taurus, et cetera. Aries is the first house in the 12-part astrological chart, and Aries is all about do. The best way to balance things in your life is to sort of look at all these signs and do a little bit from each one, no matter where they land in your chart, particularly. So Aries is all about do. And if you are a doer, you're an Aries, you can tend to be a little obsessive compulsive. Remember, and if you have Pluto hanging out in your first house, you really want to be super careful and pay attention to not being obsessive compulsive this next 5 or 6 weeks, as much as you can. And Taurus, the second house, is all about earth receiving and feeling good about your body, your money, your possessions. It's all about enjoying your physical senses. So go out, get a massage or get a pedicure, do something nice for yourself. And this applies to everyone because most of us all have some aspect of all these signs in our chart. You may have something missing. So then you really want to sort of add that in, especially if it's missing. Gemini is all about study, transformation, communication, asking questions. It's all the left brain, and so you want to get hooked into what's going on. And, you know, my moon is in Gemini, which, lucky for me, because having 4 planets in Virgo, that could really make me very reclusive and really not outgoing and really loving to be with people and so forth. But fortunately for you guys and for me, my moon is in Gemini. So Gemini gives me my personality aspects, which Geminis love to chat. So here I am. You got the Gemini moon for me. So Cancer is all about feelings. I feel. Cancer is about my fears, my past. So spend time with yourself and get to know your feelings. Get to know who you are. And if you find that Pluto right now is going through your sign of Cancer, then pay attention to that. And if Pluto falls into your house of Cancer, really pay attention. On the flip side of that, do you obsess with your feelings? Do you obsess about fears and so forth? So if that's the case, then you want to let go of some of that in that area. And Leo the lion, that grand mane, is all about expansion and self-expression. Time to create something new. Be the sun for yourself or be the sun for somebody else in their life. Take the lead. Start your stuff. Don't hold anything back now. Some people may not like you, but be true to yourself and be who you are. Virgo is all about contributing something. It's about service, work. It's about healing and giving to others. And here I am giving to you guys week after week because it inspires me and it really energizes me. So if Pluto is in that house of Virgo, then pay attention. Are you giving too much? Are you overcompensating? And again, look at also where Mars is in your life and where Uranus is. So, you know, if Uranus is in your in Virgo for you, then you want to maybe look at how you can move forward contributing more and into service. So the more you learn about your makeup and the parts that make you up, the more you understand yourself. And also while you're learning about you, it also helps you to learn about your friends and some of their traits. So say, for example, you know, you have a friend who's a Leo. And, you know, for Leos, their hair is always very important, especially men, I find. But women too. So for Leos, their hair is very important because Leo the lion, it's all about that big mane. And, you know, they like to look good. They like to strut their stuff. But yet, on another level, they can also be very shy when it comes to intimate things. So you may have a friend or a partner who's a Leo who seems to be very extroverted and very, you know, big and fluffed up. But yet, when it comes to the deep inner thing, they're very hidden. They're very hidden. And so those things you really have to sort of coax out of them. And if you, again, if you know, the more you know about astrological things, and the more you know about, you know, any kind of things, whether it's psychology or astrology or numerology, it can help you knowing yourself more and understanding what makes you tick, and also what helps some of your friends tick. And this show wasn't all going to be about astrology, but it's turning to go that way, you know, because it really does help with understanding your friends and friendship. So we're going on to Libra, and Libra is the ambassador, being the ambassador, talking to people. It's about partnership. It's about into relationships and getting out there. So if Pluto happens to fall in the Libra, house of Libra for you, then you want to look at, oh, are you obsessive compulsive about being in relationships? So there's a dual energy, because there's always, you know, the yin and the yang, the dichotomy of balance. So when you look at the traits, you also have to look at the shadow side or the opposite side of these traits and see which side of the yin and yang that you're on. Scorpio, now is the time to surrender into union. It's about deep emotional connections, sexual connections, financial connections. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and unite with something that you can't control. Because Scorpios like to control the world. Rulers of the universe. And don't ever cross a Scorpio. If you do, man, I'll tell you, that tail will sting you and you will feel it bad. So Sagittarius, expand. Open your mind to the new and unknown in the world. Reach out through the right brain. You know, and the right brain is the side that's creative, intuitive. Get outside. Get outside and get some fresh air. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, spring, well, we're hoping spring is going to sprung, but it seems like it's a little delayed. We had a little break in the weather, and now we're back into the deep freeze, but it's just around the corner. So pretend like it's already here. Put an extra sweater on if you're in the Northeast, and get out there. Get outside. Capricorn is duty and responsibility, having integrity, and being the author of your own life, being the elder, being the grown-up. Have the interest of the whole planet in mind. Aquarius is about the unknown. Invent things. Get out into a community. Look at the big view. Look at the future. Also look at the past. Look at your life, where you've been and where you want to go as the witness. Not from critical eyes. We so often tend to look at things critically and say, oh, well, if I had done that differently, then I wouldn't be here today, or so forth. So look at it as a learning experience. Remember, no more word mistakes. Erase out of the dictionary of Cynthia Fontaine and all my wonderful and lovely friends and followers and listeners. Eliminated from your dictionary. So Pisces, the 12th piece of the puzzle, the 12th part of the astrological chart, is all about dreaming, surrendering, accepting, and allowing, enjoying the mystery of what is, and opening your heart to love and compassion. It's about total acceptance and forgiving yourself and everybody else. So a couple of other tips. Where Jupiter is in your chart, there may be too much. And you may want to take notes. You might want to come back and listen to this show again, because these are some really important points. Where Uranus is, Uranus wants to break away, it wants to separate too much. So look and see if Uranus is giving you an energy that is wanting you to pull away from society, go into seclusion type of thing. Because remember, it's all about balance. And where Pluto is in your chart, you tend to hold on too much. And so just to go back to Mars, remember, Mars is about is going to be about relationships and going back and forth. Where Pluto is can be excessive, compulsive, holding on too long, too much. And that's where you need to let go. So let go. So look at and balance all the aspects of your life. Take all these little bits from all these signs and try to sort of focus on a little bit of it every day. You know, not too much, because it's about balance, remember. So the mantra for this week, and this is from Kaipacha, his mantra for the week, going by the astrological signs, is, if I am to be a co-creator, it's my job to know what to water, when, and how to regulate the flow. So what are you watering in your life? Are you watering weeds, or are you watering flowers? Are you watering healthy, positive relationships and friendships? Or are you watering relationships that are dysfunctional? That can be a hard one. That can be a really hard one. You know, I grew up in a family that was very dysfunctional, and I didn't know anything about dysfunctional families until I was, I guess I was almost 30. My youngest son was about 6 months old when I took my first parenting class. And really, it was sort of my first exploration into any psychology. And in the first week or two of the class, you know, it was interesting, and it was very, there was a lot of aha moments, and it was all new for me. But it didn't really click until a couple of months after I finished the class, when I was at a family gathering. We were having a cookout at my grandmother's house, and we often got together at my grandmother's. Typically growing up, it was, you know, I spent much of my time as a child with my grandparents and lived with them for quite a while. But, you know, typically as a family, we got together every Sunday and had a Sunday dinner. So this one Sunday, we were at my grandmother's. It was on a Sunday. We're having a cookout, and the weather's beautiful. And there's, I don't know, maybe 15 to 20 of us gathered. And I just sort of sat back and observed the family, the aunts and the cousins and the siblings and so forth, and the nieces and the nephews. And I went, oh, my God. Critical parenting has been going on in this family for generations, because I didn't know anything about critical parenting or dysfunctional families. You know, when you grow up in a family, you think your family is like everybody else's. You know, now, so our kids are more exposed to different things with the internet and everything. But anybody, say, who is older than, you know, maybe 40 or 45, we didn't have the internet growing up, or it was very limited, you know, the exposure that we had. And, you know, even to the TV and news and that sort of thing. So remember, it's important what you're watering, because what you water is going to grow. So if you are watering a dysfunctional, critical relationship, that's just going to flourish. It's going to keep growing. And you have to ask yourself, this is when you take that piece and, you know, you look inside that to find out, is what am I watering? Is this what I want to grow? Is this what I want to expand? That's where you go into Cancer and get into your feelings, or go in, you know, look at the Gemini, and it's about communication. And Leo, it's about self-expression. So you see how we can take all these, we can take some traits out of every single sign in the the astrological makeup of the 12 signs, we can take little bits and pieces from every one of those things and grow who we are. All right, I'm just going to take a breath here because I've just been talking and talking and talking, and I forgot to let everybody know if they wanted to call in what the call-in number was. Probably why we haven't had any callers tonight. We only have 13 minutes left. Oh, my goodness. So the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. So we still have 13 minutes. If you'd like to call in, I would love to hear from you. And we'll go from there. Take everything as perfect timing, and it's all good. I love you guys all so much. So again, if any of you missed the beginning of the show, you can find me when I am off the air at CynthiaFontaine.com. You can find my bath and body products at AlchemyOfTheEarth.com. And again, follow me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. Where else am I? Oh, go to my website and find my link there. And go to my YouTube channel. Like my YouTube channel. I'm going to start posting videos with helpful hints. I did some of that just before Christmas, and I was posting tips on how to handle holiday stress. And then my life got really challenging and complicated because my partner's mother got very ill, and I was doing a lot of healing and hospice-type work with her. And my son came home from college, and that threw my tips for Christmas into the trash can, so to say. So I didn't get as many tips out as I would have liked to you, but they are still somewhere on my Facebook page, but I'm going to post them on YouTube. And so look for new videos coming on YouTube because I'm going to be getting better and more consistent with that. I'm looking at some video equipment now so I look better for all you guys because, you know, we all want to look our best. Face it. And I want to water the positive. So I want to look my best. All right. So friendship, how can you be successful in your friendships? One of the most important thing is listening. Really listen, genuinely listen with open ears and an open mind and open heart. Sometimes it's difficult for us to hear things that we don't like. Perhaps a pattern that you have, and I'll give you one of mine. I'm always late. Even when I work my best and my darndest to be on time, something comes up and I end up being late, almost always. Now, my very good friends know this about me and are very gracious around that subject. They just know it's part of my makeup, and they're wonderful about it. It irritates me, I think, more than it irritates probably my really good friends, but it irritates me. So I have a good friend who, when she wants me to be on time, she'll call me up and keep me on the phone while I'm getting ready. That way she knows exactly where I am and when I shall arrive, which is fine with me because it helps to ease her mind. She knows exactly where I'm at. She doesn't have to be huffing around the house wondering, oh, my God, when is she going to get here? She's always late, blah, blah, blah. So I'm fine with that because I know I have a problem managing time. When you live in the spirit world like I do, you know, I say I live in the spirit world. I have a physical body, but my mind is up in the spirit world 90% of my day. So when you live in the top part of your chakras, and we'll talk about chakras another night, but we have these seven chakra, the main chakras, and the top chakras I consider to be the heart, I believe, goes with the lower chakras and the chakras as well. And of course, now everybody's saying chakra instead of chakra. So it was chakra for years and years and years, and now it's a chakra. So I go back and forth between the two. So I tend to live in my upper chakras, my throat chakra, my third eye chakra, because I'm always communicating with spirit, whether it's working with my guides, working with clients, coaching on it, you know, and because my intuition is always at the same time when I'm doing coaching with you, my intuition is kicking in and it's giving me hits and picking up different things for you. And then my crown chakra, my connection to spirit, it's always open. So I live in the top part of my body or my chakras. And so I'm always up in spirit. I'm up and out of my body. So I often have to get regrounded and bring myself back into the physical body. And, you know, you can do that in a lot of ways. You can do that just putting your feet on the ground. And so if you live in your spirit, in the top part of your chakras, if you are very imaginative, if your mind wanders a lot, those are all traits that you're living in your upper chakras. So you want to every once in a while put your feet on the ground or on the floor, and it's great if you can put your feet directly outside on the earth because the earth is so grounding. And physically put your feet on, and then out loud or in your mind, my feet are now touching the earth. My feet are now on the ground. And that takes you immediately from being out in the world, out into spirit, brings you right down into your body and right down into your physical self and into your lower chakras. And again, for me, because I live in spirit so much, it's important for me to get grounded. And I do that by taking salt baths. I do that. Physical connection is another great way to do that. So have your partner give you a massage or you touch them and give them a massage. Or go get a massage if you don't have a partner. But this isn't just for people who have partners. Take care of yourself. Go get a massage. Get a pedicure or manicure or foot reflexology. You know, I've had an hour of foot reflexology session or a half an hour. Sometimes has been even better than getting a full body massage. It's really amazing. If you haven't tried it, I highly recommend it. So again, just like astrologically, it's important to sort of touch into all of those, not all of the traits, but some of the traits for every sign, and balance your life through bringing in different things. It's also important to balance your life and bring in different things through friendships, having different friends, you know, because different friends can be, you can have different friends for different aspects of your life. You may have a friend who you like to go shopping with. You may have a friend who you like to go to the theater with, or someone who you like to do projects with, or somebody who is a great listener and, you know, who has always has a great advice for you. So accumulate and gather your friends, your tribe, if you don't have them already, and have some people in your court, people who will listen, people who you can trust, and those who perhaps are people who maybe aren't so trustworthy. You know, be sure that you understand that about them and be careful about what you share with them and ask yourself, you know, is this person, do I want to water this friendship? Do I want to grow this friendship? Or do I maybe want to put my water into another friendship and help that to grow? Because remember, what you water, where you put your attention, where the sun shines and the fertilizer goes, that's what's going to grow. So do you want to water and fertilize and sun the weeds? Or do you want to water and fertilize and have the sunshine on the beautiful flowers or the wonderful fruits and vegetables in your life? So now when you think about your friends, you can put them in categories. you can say, oh my goodness, is this friend a weed? Are they ragweed? Oh, are you allergic to ragweed? I am. Or are they a beautiful lily? Or perhaps they're a gorgeous head of broccoli. I'm being kind of silly here, but it's to give you guys a visual so you can put this connection, this visual connection with your friends. And so that can help you to even figure out which friendship you want to fertilize and water and shine the sun on, and which one is the patch of weeds that, oh, you know, that's a patch of weeds. I think maybe I'm going to take my focus off of that, and I'm just going to not water it and pay attention to it and just sort of let it do what it's going to do without any of my assistance. And then take your focus away and move to that beautiful garden where you've got carrots growing and broccoli and spinach and green beans, and give each one of your friends a fruit or a vegetable or a flower visualization. So who are they? Who is your friend Sue? Is she a beautiful ripe peach, or is she ragweed in the garden? Oh, something to think about. I like these little tricks because they can be really, really helpful. And I hope you're all getting a little chuckle now as you're putting your visualizations to your friends. Okay. My brother James would be a banana. He would totally be a banana because bananas to me are fun. They're fruity. And he was all about fun. He was a banana. So make it yours. You know, a grapefruit to someone might be horrible and bitter, but a grapefruit to someone else might be a nourishing, juicy piece of fruit. So you take your fruit, your vegetables, your flowers, and your weeds, and you make them yours, what they mean for you, and then assign them to your friends. And you might even make it a little game with them. I just got assigned a new nickname this week, and I absolutely love it. And I feel it's more a badge of honor than a nickname, really, because just like the badge of honor or the title shaman must be gifted to you by the tribe, and I have been gifted the title of shaman from two separate tribes, and that's a blessing in my life. I have been gifted this week the title of chief. And I love it. I really, really love it. I am the chief of this tribe. This friendship tribe, this group, I'm the chief. And it's just fabulous. I so love it. So have fun and play with it. Get out and play with your friendship. And we only have, oh my gosh, a minute left. Can you believe it? So remember, look at and balance your life. Be the co-creator. Water what you want to grow, whether that's relationships or finances, work environments. And listen, re-listen to the show. Go back and listen to some of those characteristics for the different astrological signs. Go back and see. Go to astro.com and find out where Pluto is in your chart. Find out where Uranus and Mars is. Go back and listen to the show. And then apply those things to what we've talked about. I love you all so much. It's been a pleasure to be here. It's been wonderful seeing you all in the chat room. Yeah, thank you, everyone. Thank you for Chief and haha for James. It's all great. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you again next week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path.